Police to withdraw forms requesting access to alleged rape victims' digital devices. By Jack Montgomery on July 17, 2020. Forms requesting consent for police and prosecutors to examine alleged rape victims' phones and other devices will be withdrawn after activists likened them to digital strip searches. The National Police Chiefs Council, NPCC, has told top police brass to withdraw and replace the forms in August, after the Information Commissioner Elizabeth Denham claimed their legal basis was not made sufficiently clear to alleged victims. They were introduced after an alarming number of people previously convicted or facing trial for rape and sexual assault were exonerated when messages and so on emerged which had been deliberately withheld from the defense. But activists complained that following the scandal, women were being told their allegations may not be investigated if they would not agree to an examination of the relevant data. "We are relieved that these forms have finally been withdrawn from use, but they should never have been used in the first place," commented Harriet Wistrich, director of the Center for Women's Justice, CWJ, which brought the legal challenge against the disclosure requests in 2019 on behalf of two women named, possibly pseudonymously, as Courtney and Olivia, in comments reported by The Times. "Their effect has been to delay rape cases and deter many victims from coming forward or continuing with their cases," Wistrich added. The National Police Chiefs Council will introduce interim replacements for the forms from August 13, pending consultation with stakeholders. "It is important that this process is consistent for investigators across the country. No victim should feel discouraged from reporting a crime to the police," confirmed Tim DeMeyer, the lead on disclosure at the NPCC. "Searches of digital devices should not be automatic and will happen only when the investigating officer or prosecutor considers there to be a need to access information to pursue a reasonable line of inquiry. We will still explain this process fully to victims and witnesses," he added. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.